And the background music of Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon as our theme wraps up right there, Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with Musicians Come and Play. And it is our 278th program of our Musicians Come and Play here on KASM. So you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. 9 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon as we go to the phone line. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to say good morning to Mr. Willard Brigham. Good morning, Willard. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's great. And where are we speaking with you this morning? Are you at home?
Yes.
Home is where, Willard?
Sparta, Wisconsin.
Sparta, Wisconsin. All right. Born and raised there, or how long have you lived there?
It'll be 10 years, the 2nd of October this year.
Okay. And where were you born and raised?
Cashton.
Cashton. So you didn't get far away. You're, what, about 17 miles away?
Right, yep.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we know that you are the tuba player for the Ridgeland Dutchmen, and I want to find out just a little bit how that all got going. So when did you start making music? How old were you? How'd you get going?
Probably was 16 or 17 when I got started.
Okay. In high school, or did you just start on your own, or how did that get going?
Well, I got stuck milking cows alone one time. Because I didn't play.
Oh, okay. And who were you playing with back then at that time?
My dad.
Oh, your dad. And what was the name of the band then? What band did he have?
Herman and the Jolly Dutchman.
Okay, very good. And that was evidently a family band. Who else was in the band?
It was mostly family.
Okay, all right. And So you are now the parents, you along with your wife, Marianne, are the parents of Gary Brigham. And, of course, when did you form the Ridgeland Dutchmen then? When did that happen?
Well, when my dad passed away, the guy that wrote the Cashman paper, he said you should change your name. So he called it the Ridgeland Dutchmen.
Oh, that's how it came to be. Okay. Very good. Any idea when that happened? When did your dad pass away?
Right, I think 1971 or 72.
Oh, my. Okay, so that's when you changed the name of the group. Now, at one time you were playing with, was it your brother Phil Brigham? And so was that part of your dad's band, or did you have another band?
No, it was me and Phil and my brother Harry.
Okay.
And then Brian, Philip's son Brian.
Yeah.
Then my son, Gary, was on drums when he was 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, okay. So that's how they got started. All right. Okay. And then picked up the concertina and, of course, became an accomplished concertina player, huh? Very good these days, huh?
Well, I had my dad's concertina, and it was an old concertina, and that's how he learned how on.
Really? My goodness. Yeah, and it's got to be quite the thrill to play in that back row there, pump that bass horn for a concertina player like that, huh?
Right, you bet.
Oh, yes. Well, I did a little drumming myself over the years, so I usually got pretty acquainted with the bass horn player, and I bet you've had a few good drummers over the years that you got to know, huh?
Oh, you bet we did.
Yeah, yeah. Who's doing the drumming these days for the Ridgeland Dutchman?
Jeff Langan, that used to play with Carl.
Oh, yes, okay. Okay, yeah, no slouch there, huh? Good drummer, huh?
Yes, but Gary's son is 8 years old, and he's one good drummer already.
Oh, really? Okay, so there's a future coming up there then.
Oh, yeah, once in a while he's got to do the job.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's great. So still playing a lot then, Willard, or how are things going for you?
Well, it's a little slower this winter, but it's going to be pick up this summer, but when I don't feel good, I don't go. So.
Oh, okay, okay. Are you getting up in the retirement-type years, or where are you at with that?
Well, I'm 80, going to be 89 years old in June.
89. Oh, my gosh. And still doing most of the jobs yet then.
Well, my son asked me how long you're going to keep blowing your horn. He asked me that about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I said, as long as you keep carrying it in and carrying it out, I can blow it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. So you've logged a few miles over the years then with that horn, huh?
Oh, yeah. We made a lot of bus trips.
Oh, for sure. If I may ask, what kind of bass horn do you play? Do you still have the first one you started with, or have you gone through a couple?
A 20J.
Which one?
A 20J Con.
Oh, 20J Con. Okay. All right. And have you gone through a few horns over the years, or?
Yeah, I got, I think, my second or third one in the basement that I go down and blow every once in a while yet. And
keep the lip in shape that way?
Yeah, we got to keep in shape, you know.
You bet, you bet. Well, folks know you from here in central Minnesota, from coming up here one or two times that you've been up to the big concert at Sox Center for Merle Felling, and always put on a great show when you guys come up here.
Yeah, I know Merle talked about having him again in October.
Oh, okay. That's possibly happening then. Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, great.
Well, I don't know what will happen, but
sure.
I know he talked about it.
Well, that's awesome. We'll be watching to see if that comes to pass. All righty. So over the years, some great experiences playing on the band there. Care to talk about some of the great ballrooms you've been in or some of the venues that you play?
Oh, God, we've been in a lot of them. Oh. I and my brother Philip and Brian used to help out Irvin Cecil a lot down in Iowa.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the three of you would go down. You'd play bass horn. Philip was on trumpet. And what did Brian play then?
Trumpet.
Oh, okay. He played trumpet as well. Okay. Yeah. And, boy, missing a few of those guys, huh? Like Irwin there, he's gone a few years now, and a lot of those great musicians are gone already, huh? Yeah, even like your dad. Now, did your dad play concertina, did you say?
Yep.
Okay. So you grew up at home hearing music all your life then?
Well, my dad and mother, I think they played with a family band before they were married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mother's brothers played with my dad, and that's how that got started.
Oh, sure. Okay. Very good. Well, very good. Well, we're coming up on 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. So we're going to read our ad for the sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation, if that's all right, Willard?
Sure, that's okay.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. We are well after the first of the year now, and that means income tax time. Yes, folks mentioning that they have a refund coming, and they want to invest it so they don't just blow it. Any ideas how the St. Joe Meat Market might help? Well, you bet. The St. Joe Meat Market has halves and quarters of beef as well as whole and half hogs, all processed to your specifications. If you like your steaks cut thicker for on the grill or the roast boneless rolled and tied up fancy like you sometimes see in the supermarkets, the St. Joe Meat Market will do that. No extra charges for the extra service either. All processing always includes cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding, freezing, tenderizing of steaks, steaks individually wrapped or paper in between, and or boneless cut steaks and roasts, all for the regular low processing price. Now, what if it's just the wife and you don't need a whole half or quarter? Well, the St. Joe Meat Market sells half of a halves of beef and beef and pork bundles, which amount to a portion of a quarter of beef or half hog, just right for that small freezer. Well, then, it sounds like you need to call the St. Joe Meat Market. You might also ask, how long does it take from the time you place your order? Well, most orders are usually processed and ready to go in a week to 10 days or less. So, as always, for more information, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 to make that tax refund work for you. And Willard, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market along with Chasm here. We mail that out to you, priority mail. You get it in a day or two and hope that you and Mary Ann and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds great.
Good, good. And you've been known to enjoy a brat or two over the years at some of the festivals?
Oh, you betcha.
Never turn one of those down, huh?
No, that's for sure.
Well, good. Willard, I got to ask you, playing that tuba, that's pretty special. You got a favorite song with a tuba solo in that you really like, or is there one that you dislike? Like, oh, no, we got to play that one again? Or
I like the Bluebird Polka.
The Bluebird Polka? You like that one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Well, you've got a better half there, Mary Ann. And when did you guys get married? How long has it been now?
It'll be 63 years in May.
63 years. That's awesome. And I think she's standing by. Does she want to put a couple of words in, too?
Well, just a minute.
All right.
She's coming.
All righty. Thank you, Willard.
Hello.
Well, hi, Mary Ann. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
And
waiting for the sunshine and the green grass.
You're looking for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you don't have it yet, do you?
Oh, gosh. No, we just got snow this morning.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So you are kind of behind-the-scenes person that makes a lot of things happen for the Ridgeland Dutchman, and we've seen you in action some of the years that we've seen the Ridgeland Dutchman. You usually sit behind the table selling the CDs and concessions and sorts of things, don't you?
I guess so. That's what they take me along for.
They do, huh?
Yeah.
And you must be very proud of the boys there. They do a wonderful job, huh?
I guess they do.
Yes.
And it's fun watching the grandkids now, too.
Yeah, you've got a few of them starting in already?
Yeah.
Well,
Maddie, Gary's daughter, is 4, and she can sing with Molly B. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I didn't ask Willard, but how many children? We know about Gary, but do you have other children?
Yeah, we've got six kids.
Six children, okay. And...
Yeah.
So who are they? Mention them.
Gary is our oldest one.
Okay.
Gary and Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is Kurt and Sue. And then Rick and Lori. And Chris and Randy. And Gary and Bree and Judy and Brad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Makes for a house full around the holidays, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got 17... grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren.
Well, good for you guys. Oh, that's awesome. And I've always heard people say it will take a couple dozen of them as long as they're healthy and happy and everything is good.
You got that right.
Yep, yep.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
All right. So do you travel along yet all the time with the band, or do you only go when Willard goes?
Not make any long
trips. No more long trips.
Anymore. It's just getting too far, and I've just been kind of staying home and
sure.
Yeah. As long as they don't need me along, that's okay.
Okay. I would imagine not so much on the regular dances, but the polka fests are where they usually sell a lot of the CDs, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. Okay. Yeah. Are the guys pretty busy then for the coming summer? Is a lot of jobs coming in?
Yeah, there's a lot of them that they've got booked now. We hate to really book a lot in the winter time because then they have to end up canceling if it snows or they can't go. So we just kind of
exactly
stay back from that.
You bet.
So, yeah.
Where is your favorite place where the guys play? Do you have a favorite ballroom or venue that you like to go to?
Well, you know, right here in La Crosse, we've got the Concordia Ballroom, and it's an old historic building.
Uh-huh.
And they can really pack them in there on a Sunday afternoon, and that's a good time.
Oh, that's great. They have Sunday afternoon dances yet then?
Yeah, every Sunday.
Okay, yeah. And that seems to be the trend nowadays. They're having a lot of the dancers. I mean, we have to face it. A lot of the dancers are seniors, and they don't care to drive after dark. And then if the weather is an issue too yet, that makes it even more complicated. So yeah, the afternoon dances are very popular.
And another thing they've started now, too, a lot of them are doing it on Saturday afternoons, too.
Oh, really?
Like from 12 to 4, and the people really like that.
Oh, I'll bet, yeah.
Especially in the winter time, you know, they get it back on the road when it's still maybe a little light. And,
sure.
Oh.
And they're done probably before church, so they can catch church and supper on the way home. And yeah. So that sounds really neat.
Yeah, it is. It's been going over really good.
Well, Marianne, we asked Willard what his favorite song or polka was to play. How about you? What do you like them guys to play?
Well, you know, we're getting older, and I guess maybe the foxtrots, but I still would love to polka, but I kind of have some asthma problems, so I can't get out and do the polka like I would like to, but I'm glad I did it as much as I could.
Absolutely. And I know different times when I've called and I've caught you out and about, and this was in the past few years and stuff. You used to go out a lot with Willard's brother, Philip, and Madonna. And,
oh, yeah.
And that must have been special, too, to go out together like that, huh?
Oh, it was. Madonna would work at school, so then when the teachers would have convention, then they'd have a couple days off. So we'd take off with them, and we'd go and have a good time.
Yep. And unfortunately, those things always come to an end. Phil passed away, just a little over a year ago?
It'll be 2 years in March.
2 years already in March. My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you miss him.
We're together with Madonna, and I talk to her about every other week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Busy. Her kids live right around her.
Sure.
And they keep her very busy.
You bet. You miss them, but you never forget them.
Right.
There you go. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, anything else that you guys would like to interject here, you can sure go ahead. Otherwise, we've just about run out of time.
Did you want to talk to him?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, very good, Willard. Well, we've just about run out of time, but I was wondering if there was anything more that you wanted to add into the interview. Anything more that you remember about the years? Do you have a good experience, memory or something that was really special that you want to share with the listeners over the years?
Well, I got one memory I'll never forget. We was playing in La Crosse.
Uh-huh.
And there was a couple there, an older couple, and she fell down right ahead of the stage.
Oh, yeah.
So another big guy helped pick her up, and when he got her about halfway up, her husband said, just for the heck of it, I guess, get up, you old heifer, and you started laughing, and they dropped her.
Oh, no.
And you try and blow a horn when you're watching something like that.
Oh, my goodness. She wasn't hurt, though, huh?
No, nobody got hurt.
So it was actually a humorous moment then.
Yes.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah, that is, I haven't heard that one yet before, so.
It was all in fun, but just the way it sounded, like when you said, get up, you old heifer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, very good. Well, Willard, we want to thank you and Marianne for taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program here today. And I always tell each and every guest that if the good Lord's willing, you and I are here down the road again in the future, we'll do this thing again sometime.
Yeah, I hope so.
All righty. Well, we're going to let you run. If you want to hang on the line there, I'll talk to you off the air. And have a great afternoon then, Willard.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Willard Briggan. Our 278th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Gary Briggan and the Ridgeland Dutchman in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town. Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Program number 278 in that series. And, yeah, wonderful guests there, Willard and Marianne Brigham. Yes, the parents of Gary Brigham. And, boy, I hope I sound half as spry as that one if I ever make it to 89 like Willard sounds. That's pretty awesome. All righty. So with that, we're going to swing into music by Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchmen. And this is off of his most recent recording, one called Bringing Down the House, and it's one called The Good Times Polka. Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchmen. Ridgeland Dutchman and one called the Good Times Polka. Here's another great old-time polka, and I think it features Willard on tuba solo. It's one called the Tinker Polka. Gary Brigham and his original Dutchman, and one called the Tinker Polka. How about a nice waltz tune? Here's one called the Honeybee Waltz. Honeybee Waltz, and that's Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Here's a great tune. I really like this polka, one called Uncle Otto's. Thank you. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Boy, that's a good number. The Uncle Otto's Polka. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are at, let me just check our temperature, see once if it moved on me. Alrighty. 19 degrees now, 19, and a little bit of sun peeking through the clouds here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Dave Ebertowski and the gang bringing us a musical treat for Dancing Feet every week at this time. So Turco has all sorts of great tours and trips around this land of ours. So they do all the extended tours to the big destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do a nice array of statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And they do all the casino tours in and about our area to, like the Shooting Star in Monoman, the Prairie's Edge Casino in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, maybe to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang a call, toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. Again, 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco, they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And music continues right now with Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, and we're going to move to another one of Gary's CDs right now. This one is the one called Cashton, Our Hometown, and another great polka tune, one that you can really get out and polka hop to. It's one called the Wambandi Polka. Great number there. One called the Wambandi Polka. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Here's a nice waltz tune. One called the Morning Glow Waltz. ¶¶
but neither one of them compares to when you smile for me.
Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, and one called The Morning Glow Waltz, coming off of their Cashed in Our Polka Town CD. Very, very good music. We're going to switch CDs again right now. This one is off of their 25 Years of Miles, Miles, and Memories, Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. And again, another nice polka tune. Central Minnesota favorite, one called the Champion Valley Polka. A good number there. One called the Champion Valley Polka. Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman. Here's a pretty waltz tune. One called Twilight in Bohemia. Thank you. Some great stuff there by Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, and that one called Twilight in Bohemia. And boy, Willard pumping away pretty darn good there on the bass horn in the background. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and again, 19, our temperature here in Albany, in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. And yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family, making miles and smiles together. And time getting short here. They've got several international trips lined up, and they're coming up right in the first part of March. So the Best of Ireland, March 18th through the 26th. The South American Adventure, March 12th through the 23rd. And they're going to do the Southwest Circle Tour. That's March 31st into April 9th. So three great international trips there. And the last one, probably not an international trip. It takes you to Oklahoma, Albuquerque, Rio Grande Valley, Santa Fe, Chapel of Guadalupe, Missions of San Miguel, Loreto Chapel, Sedona, and Chapel of the Holy Cross, two-night stay in Las Vegas, the Grand Canyon. It's a motor coach and flight trip. So it's a big trip, yes, indeed, and fun time. And, just $2,399 per person for all of that. So check that out. They're going to be doing the sixth annual Spring Mystery Tour. And like I mentioned to you before, these are really fun. People always say what a great time they have, not knowing where they're going to go, but knowing that it's going to be fun regardless where they wind up. And Laverne is a champion at doing that. So check that out with Laverne and Kim. They've got the National Quilt Museum and Quilt Tour to Pawtucka, Kentucky, coming up in April. The Ark Encounter, Indiana Amish Tour, that one in May. And then the 26th Annual Alaskan Cruise and Land Vacation in July. And a whole bunch more trips lined up on the itinerary. So, yeah, You won't go wrong when you travel with Laverne and Kim. They are fun people to travel with. Check them out on the web, their website, www.lavernestravel.com, and you can call them toll-free 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim, they're standing by, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Couple more selections off of this CD right now, Gary's Ridgeland and Dutchman, 25 Years of Miles and Miles of Memories, and here's one called the Tuba Polka. Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, and one called the Tuba Polka. Here's another great polka tune, one called the Clarinet Polka. Thank you. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Boys, some good stuff for you there. The clarinet polka, and I believe that's Laurie Solberg on the saxophone there. Laurie was with Gary for a number of years with the Ridgeland Dutchman, and she was with him when they were up here in Sox Center when we got to see him that time. And boy, they really put on a show. Well, we're going to jump to another CD right now. This is, again, the Cashed In Our Hometown CD by request. Going out to Larry. Larry listening in today. It's one called Eddie's Waltz, an old standard, one called Eddie's Waltz. There's a great old standard waltz tune. If that doesn't get your toes a-tapping and wanting to get up and dance, push the kitchen table back, nothing does. That is one called the Eddie's Waltz. All righty. Well, let's see. Here's another great old-time polka, and this one's one called the Red Apple Polka. Terry Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Yeah, some good stuff for you there. One called the Red Apple Polka. That coming off of his Cashton, our Polka Town CD. 8 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up, wind down another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to go back to Gary's most recent CD, Bringing Down the House. And it's a Lawrence Duco number, a Red Raven Polka. Gary Brigham is his Ridgeland Dutchman. Great arrangement there of the Red Raven Polka. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And this is kind of a special waltz here. I think it's a great number. It's got a great name. One called the Apron Waltz. And I always think of my mom and my wife cooking in the kitchen and stuff, wearing those aprons. It's a special waltz. Thank you. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Boy, that's a pretty waltz tune. One called the Apron Waltz, taking us to a minute before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 19 degrees here in central Minnesota.